Now you have here at verse 17 another reminder of Amalek. And we've had Amalek before us now two or three times. You remember they attacked the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt? They attacked them when they came to Kadesh Barnea. They were nomads out on that desert. Now we have something concerning Amalek here. Notice verse 17. Remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when ye were come forth out of Egypt, how he met thee by the way and smote the hindmost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee when thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Therefore it shall be when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest from all thine enemies round about in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it, that thou shalt blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not forget it. Now, Amalek, as we have suggested before, way back in the book of Exodus, you'll recall that when they came out of Egypt, that at that time they were attacked by Amalek. And you remember Moses went to the top of the mountain. Aaron and Hur held up his hands in prayer to God. And when the hands were up, why, Joshua, who led the forces of Israel, he was the one who won. And when his hands were let down, they lost. Then the Lord says two things at that time which are quite interesting. He says, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. That is chapter 17, verse 14 in the book of Exodus. Amalek, as we suggested before, represents the flesh. God intends to eventually get rid of the flesh. The old nature can never enter heaven. You and I have an old nature that can never be obedient unto God. You probably have sensed that you have it. We're going to deal with it quite thoroughly when we get to the epistle to the Romans. But this is the illustration of it. But long as you're in this life, you'll never get rid of the flesh. For in that 17th chapter of Exodus, he says, in the last verse, verse 16, for he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now, we saw last time that the flesh is something you're not to despise. And you don't overcome the flesh by becoming ascetic or trying to beat it down or to become especially religious or pious and that type of thing. That won't get you anywhere at all. But there is a war going on in each one of us between the spirit and the flesh. The spirit warreth against the flesh against the spirit, and these are contrary. That's what Paul says in Galatians. Now, you can't overcome by fighting. The only way you can overcome is by the Spirit of God, and only the Spirit of God can produce the fruits of the Spirit in our lives today. It's a victory that can only come through the Holy Spirit of God working in our lives. So that what you have here is the Lord again saying that he's going to blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven, and you'll not forget it. And I thank God that he intends to get rid of the flesh someday.